My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And you can find them at capsteps.com. Mark, you and I talked last week about the earth shaking and the hurricane coming, and pleased to see that you made it through unscathed from both. And apparently the same is not true for Colonel Gaddafi.
Yeah, I think a little more is shaking than just the earth over there. He seems to be on the ropes just a tad, although he keeps putting out messages that, you know, he's going to fight to the end and all this stuff.
Yeah, it's true, but I think given what we know about the reality on the ground, he's quickly turning into the Baghdad Bob of this operation about how everything's going to be burning, don't believe what you hear.
I mean, that's true, and who knows, we might just find him in another spider hole like we did with Saddam. Who knows where this guy's hiding out at?
Absolutely, but one thing he's apparently frustrated about is the lack of social media friends that he's been able to keep.
That's true. You know, there's only a few people that are kind of crazy enough to stay friends with a guy like that. And I think we found the guy that would be his buddy.
Here we go.
Hey, Charlie Sheen.
Mo Omar?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's up, man?
What's up?
How have you been doing?
Yeah, so, okay. How about you, Gaddafi?
Oh, I'm not good. The people, they're all out there in the streets protesting.
Oh, no, it's a, here. No, don't cry. Here.
Thank you. But I tell you, these people out there protesting me, you'd have to be insane to protest me.
Well, I'm in.
Oh, not cool, man.
Sorry.
But you know, people have been comparing us lately. You know, I just don't think we're that close. You know. You don't send me Twitters.
Hey, you don't check your emails.
The Evites you promised to send never came.
Well, I mean, there's so many ways to spell your freaking name.
I know, right? Is it K? Is it G? Is it Q? But no, U? Honestly, I don't know.
I don't know either. I remember when, despite all of the booze, I was saner than Tom Cruise.
So he jumped on a sofa on Oprah. So what?
Hey, support Scientology, and that takes some guts.
You believe Scientology?
Nah, I'm not that nuts.
Who knows what the future holds in store?
Hey, if you come live with me, then you always could win.
We're both good on TV. We could do that again.
We've been offered a series called Really Mad Men.
Or How I Met Your Mother. Quite more.
Come on, let's go with a girl.
Oh, Mark, I remember when this song debuted, you and I were chuckling over the fact that one of these websites had this quiz of statements made by either Charlie Sheen or Muammar Gaddafi, and you had to guess, well, which person said it, and both of us failed it miserably, which
yeah,
shows
it's
just
almost
how
impossible to put a cap on the lunacy of either one of those guys.
Exactly right. Well, are you guys excited about Rick Perry getting in this race?
Well, we do like that. You know, we've got a new tune we're kind of testing out called Bush Cloned Cowboy to the old Glen Campbell Rhinestone Cowboy. So, yeah, it's nice to have more of these guys in the race because it gives us more fodder for the races coming up.
Yeah, and there had been some rumors that this weekend Sarah Palin would get in. So if she does, which may be her last chance, Capitol Steps will be biting their fingernails all through the weekend.
Oh, yes. That's just manna from heaven, you know, comedy heaven when you get a Palin that actually gets in the race.
Mark, have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
You as well. Thanks.
Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. And you can get their latest CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.